This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
But eventually, Sam Jacobs, former Carlton and Adelaide star, has joined the Giants. He joins us on the line. Sam, congratulations.
Thanks very much, boys. It's glad to get it all done out of the way.
Did it ever get nervous? We all thought it was going to happen some time ago. It didn't. Did you start to just get a little bit twitchy?
No, I was pretty comfortable through the whole period that it was going to get done. And you know, even with the Crows, and I've got a great relationship with Justin Reid, and I was very confident. It was just sort of it just took time, I guess, to work a few things out. As obviously, there's a lot of rules around trading draft picks and all that, even above me, that it takes time to flush out. So good result in the end for both clubs, I think.
It's the perfect situation for you at your age and your experience to go to a side that are ready to go. Is that what excites you about the Giants?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, when I first spoke to the Giants, and obviously they put the opportunity in front of me. It worked out really well, just in terms of, you know, where the Crows are going and the way their demographic's going to look. But, whether the opportunity was going to be there as much. There's obviously plenty of opportunity at the Giants. So I'm really excited to go up there. And like you said, I think they'll fit their win now profile and looking forward to it.
Sam, congratulations. It must have been a frustrating year for you once you got your body right and you were fit and raring to go, playing good footy at the next level, but just couldn't break back in.
Yeah, it was, Terry. I thought I was playing, pretty strong footy at the SANFL. And, I didn't actually get dropped to start with. I only sort of went out through injury. From that point of view, it was frustrating. And, even at times we weren't, I guess, strong as a clearance team. And I guess that's my number one weapon is the clearance stuff. So, I continued to knock on Pikey's door, and it was great to be able to start the year in the AFL team and finish the year in the AFL team. So it gives me great confidence going forward that, my body's sound. I was able to play some good footy towards the end of the year as well. So I'm in a really, really good position to attack the next couple of years.
When did you really first have an inkling that GWS were genuinely keen and interested?
Sort of towards the back end of the year. For majority of the year, I never contemplated leaving Adelaide in any capacity. So, but as the year got on, and obviously I was playing SANFL still, and my form was good. My manager sort of said, just hold on. And in terms of getting, keen to stay at the Crows, because I think there's going to be a few opportunities arising towards the back end of the year. And, when I spoke to him, it was really, really good natural fit, which Kane touched on before. So I'm really excited to get up there, and they've been fantastic team of the Giants.
Yeah, I just want to go back to that part, because you've played in some really good sides along your career. This side's a serious side that you're going to. I mean, they played the back half of the year, winning finals without Cornelio and Ward, having injuries to key players coming into the lead into the season. To me, they are one of, probably two or three that can really genuinely have a crack at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Phil Davis is obviously one of my really good mates, so I've always had a keen interest in the Giants and what they're doing anyway, but obviously got some terrific players, which obviously get spoken about a lot. But I think now, they've got a lot of, fantastic guys who have come in and played really good roles for them as well. So I think the balance is really strong there. And hopefully I can slot into one of those role players and just get up there and give them a good look at that through the midfield. So, there's absolutely no reason why, especially in my time, that, the Giants aren't going to go anywhere. And, you look at the grand final side and throw Callum Ward and Cornelio and, a few other types in there as well. It's going to be a pretty exciting 2020.
New Giants ruckman Sam Jacobs joining us on The Late Trade. Source, how do you reflect on your time at Adelaide? I guess it is with the changing of the guard now, what we're seeing, the fallout from the last couple of years. What are your emotions as you leave West Lakes?
Yeah, I do. I leave with a heavy heart. And I guess being a South Australian as well, it's always a dream of mine to play for the Crows, which was something I'm really proud of, to be able to have 9 years there and, 180-odd games. So, it is tough to leave. And absolutely, there's been some real ups and some real downs there. So, we've had a fantastic group my whole time through there. And, whether us older guys liked it or not, it was a real change in the guard. And, I think the club's putting some really good things in place for them to, however long it takes to get back up there competing. I think it was time that, a few guys, had a look elsewhere or we moved guys on. So that's probably where that sits.
How heavily did you get involved in the review at Adelaide?
I had a couple of interviews. I had two interviews with Jason Dunstall and Jonah Oliver as well. So that was pretty straightforward. There wasn't anything really, hard hitting there. It was just getting information. So pretty much just got asked the question, you answer it. So it was pretty simple from my end.
And I've heard you speak about the prospect of how confident you are with your body. I believe it's a two-year deal at the Giants, and you're confident that you can even go further. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I missed that 8 weeks last year, early last year, obviously, with a knee injury. In the first 4 weeks, I needed it. Like, I was mentally gone. I didn't miss the game for the best part of 10 years. But once I got ticked over the halfway mark of that 4 weeks, I don't know what changed, but, I got my passion back, I got my drive back, I was really refreshed, and, I carried that on for the rest of the year. And even now, I'm really excited to get in. I'm keen to start, as soon as the young boys start at the Giants and really attack. And hopefully I can, help the guys out with a bit of leadership. I've obviously, unfortunately, lost the grand final myself. So, any way I can help in that capacity as well, I'm really motivated to play, 2 years or whatever after that as well.
Sam, I know you're a bit of a footy head and love your football and that, but will you enjoy the fact of getting up to Sydney where you can just do your own thing and just sort of chill out a little bit and not have the real bubble of footy around?
100%, 100%. I'm really looking forward to that. The thing in Adelaide is, with the media there, whether boys say they don't listen to it or whatever, players hear what goes on. You can't help that, whether it's in Melbourne or Adelaide or wherever. And obviously, it was really tough at times last year with, a lot of pressure on the club. And I'm really looking forward to getting to Sydney and experience a whole different culture of footy. It's going to be completely different to Adelaide. And it's going to be great to go up there. I've got my little 17-month-old girl, so I'll be able to have lots of family time and, really enjoy, living somewhere different and getting outside of Adelaide.
Oh, you've been an absolute ripper. Three-time showdown medalist, of course. 184 games with the Crows. And good luck in your premiership pursuit of the Giants, Sauce.
Thanks very much, boys. Looking forward to it.
He's an absolute ripper. Sam Jacobs.